Good morning, everybody. It's Pastor Dwayne, and let me tell you, Happy New Year. Here we are, the first Sunday in 2021. I don't know about y'all, I am so glad not to say 2020. And I know, look, 2021, it could be rougher than 2020. I don't know, but man, 2020 was a challenge, but our God was still faithful. I tell you, it's so funny. I was looking at a joke the other day. It said, if 2020 was a person, I'd sue him for pain and suffering. Because 2020, man, we went through a lot in 2020. We lost loved ones. We've been dealing with this pandemic. We've had a lot going on in our political and socio-political environment. But God has gotten us through it today. If you're watching me today, this morning, January 3rd, and you're looking and listening to me, look, God has gotten you through. He got you through a rough year, but he's still faithful. And the fact that you're here today means he's not done with you. He's got a plan for your life, and he's doing great things. And I'm here to tell you, this is the statement for today. Now that 2020 is done, let's look for greater and brand new in 2021. Listen, now that 2020 is done, God's going to make things new in 2021. What that means for you, I'm not exactly sure, but I know we serve a God who's faithful. I know we serve a God who, listen, he plans, has good plans for us for good and not for evil. And then sometimes life does present some hard things, some things that look to be evil. But what God has promised, that even those hard times, he said he's working out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So today, again, Happy New Year, this first Sunday in 2021. I want to welcome you. As this is a new year, you might be new to tuning in to Encounter Life Church. And I'm so thankful that you chose to do that this Sunday. And if you are, we want to connect with you. So if you got a moment, just text us, send us a message. And all the message you got to send is new. Just text the word new. And you can text it to 301-804-2520. 301-804-2520. And the message, just text new, send it to us. And look, we want to send you a gift and let you know we're glad that you worship with us. Again, if you want to let us know that this is your first time and you want some more information about us here at Encounter Life Church, feel free. You can go right to our website at encounterchurch.net/next. That's our connection card. You can go on there and fill that out as well. So, again, we thank you for your support. Those of you who've been with us throughout 2021, as we've done a lot of virtual church, I believe we started this virtual environment, this virtual and community in March of 2020. And you've been with us throughout 2020. I thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for those of you who have even, during that time when we've had an opportunity to meet together and be on campus, out on a campus here, thank you for those who've come out. And we're looking for God to do some great things. He's taught us. He's taught us to lean more on him this year. I believe he's created more of a community amongst a lot of us this year. And I'm looking forward to God doing new things. He's birthed new types of ministry. He's allowed the word to get out there more and more. So, there's a lot of things that have been challenging, but God wants us to have a different perspective, to look at all the good that he's done out of it. Look, I heard someone say, in life, it's not about what happens to you, but about how you respond to it. And I pray that as life has presented you with challenges in 2020, that you have responded in a way, in a positive way, that gives God glory and it has caused you to grow. So this morning, we're just coming from the topic starting over, to start over. I don't know about y'all, but I know some of y'all ready to press the reset button. And God has given us a reset button. We're starting over, a new start today in 2021, a new year. God wants to do new things. So this morning, can we pray? Can you pray with me as we just go before God in his word this morning? Dear God, I thank you. Thank you for a new start. Thank you for new mercy. That is, your mercy is not new just every year, but every morning, every day, moment by moment, God. You're a merciful and gracious God. And Lord, 2020, it was challenging. But I believe, God, that you bring the hard times, the trying of our faith works patience. Lord, you're working patience and you're trying to, God, perfect us. And we pray that you will continue that perfecting work in us, that you'll draw us close. I pray that all the challenges and all the things that happened in 2020, Lord God, that they won't go lost on us. That, Lord God, that we won't miss what you're trying to teach us in the midst of it. And I pray that, Lord, that you will draw us closer to you. I thank you for those who are watching today. I pray for somebody right now who's suffering in their body, maybe suffering in their relationships. Lord, in their finances. I don't know where it is, God. I pray that you will visit them right there. Let them know your love. Let them know your care and concern for them. Lord God, as they draw closer to you, we praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, I was thinking the other day, I like playing golf. And I don't know if you're watching me today. Some of y'all may hate golf, but golf is a fun sport. But I'm going to tell you, it's a challenging sport. And as I thought about 2020, as we come into 2021, there's a terminology in golf that came to my mind. And you know what the terminology is? A mulligan. Some of y'all mean, what is a mulligan? You know, in golf, sometimes I'm a hack. I'm not really good. I like getting out there hitting the ball, but I'm not really good. And every now and then I get on that tee box and I take my first swing and it's just not good. And sometimes, you know, what you can do when you're playing, if you're playing with somebody gracious enough, they'll give you a mulligan, meaning, okay, bro, look, we'll give you another chance to take that shot. And as I thought about that mulligan, you know, I got one bad shot and I take the mulligan, meaning I give me another opportunity. I think I'm looking at 2021 like a mulligan. We had a bad shot 2020. It was some rough times. But listen, God today, if you're here today, God gave you a mulligan. He's giving you another chance, another shot to get it right in 2020. And so we're coming from the topic this morning, start over. And I praise God that we serve a God who's making all things new. You know, I try to make a habit of reading through the Bible. I take 2 years to read through the Bible so that I can digest it. And as I ended Revelation this week, one scripture just kept popping out at me. And it was in Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. And if you look at Revelation, the book of Revelation, it's the end of the story. It shows you that, look, this world that we're living in, it's passing away. And it begins to point our attention to that eternal, that heavenly kingdom that's coming. That this world and all of the troubles that we experience, it's passing away. And God's going to usher in his kingdom, his eternal kingdom, where there's no suffering, there's no pain, there's no sorrow. But we're still right here, right now. But this passage just kind of spoke to me. And I believe that God can even do that as he's preparing us for his eternal kingdom. You know what? God just gave me an idea about what he wants to do in my life while I'm right here. You know, God said, listen, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. He wants to make things new in your life today. And it came right here, Revelation 21, verse 5. Look at it. It says, and the one sitting on the throne said, look, I'm making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. I love it. He's rhyming. Look, the Savior is rhyming. He says, I'm making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. And I'm here to tell you today, God is going to make everything. He wants to make things new in your life. Today, I want to look at three things and three areas where God wants to give you a new start, make you a start over in your life this year in 2021. You may have dropped the ball. You may have had some hard times in 2021, but he wants to make all things new. Number one, what he wants to do, he wants to give you a new start in your walk with God. Say, I want to start new. God, make all things new in my walk. That's what he wants to do. He wants to give you a new start in your walk with God. Listen, we have to ask God, create in me, Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. This year, you need to ask God, God, look, last year, there's some things that I didn't get right. There's some areas in my walk with you, in my relationship with you that I didn't get right. But God, today, if you're watching me today, he's giving you an opportunity. Every moment you get a new breath is a new chance for you to have a fresh start in your walk with God. What are you going to do with that chance today? Look, how does that look? What does God want you to do in your walk with him? Number one, it starts a new start, a fresh start. It starts with repentance. It's recognizing that God, man, I did mess up. So you got to start. The first step in that new walk, in that new walk with God, is repentance. You got to repent and say, God, look, I'm going to change my mind about how I was living in 2020 and do a new thing in 2021. That's what repentance is. A repentance is a change of mind. It means I'm moving from living for myself to living for God. That's what he wants you to do. I know when I was in college, I was in part of what was called Campus Crusade for Christ. It's called Crew now. And we used to have this wonderful diagram And the diagram had this circle, and in the circle it had this throne. And in the throne, you could have either had a cross on the throne or you could have had self on the throne. And one of the pictures in the throne had Jesus sitting at the foot of the cross and an S sitting in the seat of the throne, which means my life was being directed by myself. But God said, no, I want to flip that around. I want you to move from living for yourself to living for God. And He had to show me in 2020, there's a lot of areas where Dwayne was living for himself. Where I was living, building my own kingdom. Do you know, even as a pastor and as church leaders, sometimes as we do ministry, we have to reevaluate and find out, am I doing it for self or am I doing it for God? Am I doing it for self-glorification or doing it for God? Man, it's really, really fitting that right now in this 2020 where we move to this virtual world. And you see all different kind of things going on. As a pastor, you can see a ministry doing this here and that doing that there. And now everybody said, look, do I want to build my platform or do I want to build his platform? Well, God is calling you to do whatever it is. That's me as a pastor. He's asking me. Dwayne, move from living for self to living for me. He's asking you the same thing right where you are. Or in your job, he's asking you to repent, change your mind, live for him and not for yourself. That's what God is calling us to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, he said he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. Why do I live for him and not myself? Look, why? Because he died for me. He paid a high price. He said, listen, I was bought with a price, so glorify him with my bodies. Today, God is telling you, what does he want you to do? He wants you to start over in your walk with him, and it starts with you living for him and not for yourself. But you got to move from living from self to living for God. But also, you know what you got to do? There's somebody today who needs to move from unbelief to faith in God. You might be out there today and say, look, I'm not even sure if I have a relationship with God. God is calling you. In order for you to start living for God, you got to, number one, come to acknowledge him as Lord of your life. And that all starts with acknowledging to God, look, I'm separated from you by my sins. I admit that I'm separated from you by my sin, and I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to be the payment for my sins. That's what we just celebrated with Christmas. It was the birth of our Savior who came to give us eternal life, came to forgive us of our sin. You got to move from living for self to living for God, but also you got to move from unbelief to faith. God, this year, 2021, he wants you to start over in your walk. He wants to give you a fresh start in your walk. Are you going to do it? Are you going to take the opportunity to say, God, I repent. I admit that I haven't been living for you. I've been living for myself. And today, right here, first Sunday in 2021 is a great opportunity for you to get that right. And maybe you may have already done that. You may have New Year's. You may have made that acknowledgement and admitted it. It's time to take some inventory. God is calling you to move from living for yourself to living for him. He's giving you a new start. A new start what? In your walk. But you know what? When you have a new start in your walk, you know what it leads to? It leads to a new start in your witness. Yeah, a new start in your witness. That's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to be witnesses for him. We are new creatures. He wants us to walk different. He wants us to live different. He wants us to move from living for ourselves to living for God. Why? Because when we live for him, now there's a world that is watching. There's people out here that he created for relationship, and he wants a relationship with them, but they need somebody to go tell them. They need somebody to go show them what this new life is like. And guess what? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be witnesses for him. So today, God's giving wants you to get a new start in your witness. Look at 2 Corinthians again, chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19 and 20 says, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. And verse 20 says, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Do you know that is the sole purpose for us existing right here? God wants us now to make the appeal to all of the world. God is calling you to come back to a relationship with him. That's what he wants you to be. He's giving you a new start in your witness. That's what this year is to be. And how do we get that new start in our witness? We got to be intentional. You got to be intentional about that. It doesn't happen by happenstance. And it starts with an intention. It starts with some intentionality and recognize, God, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be a witness for you. I'm here to proclaim your glory. I'm here to tell everybody that that's what they're here for. And again, when you recognize you have a new walk, that I'm not living for myself, that leads to a what? New witness. But not only he wants you to have a new walk, he wants to give you a new start in your walk. He wants to give you a new start in your witness. But not only that, he wants to give you a new start in your worship. He wants to give you a new start in your worship. I love Psalm 51. Psalm 51 verse 15 says, "Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you." He wants to revolutionize. He wants to give you a new start in the way you worship God. Last week, we ended our series on hope for the holidays as we looked at the wise men. And the wise man, we said wise men still seek him. And we said this is what we said: when we fall on our face before God and give our gifts before him, he'll guide our steps. What God wants us this year, 2020 was a year to teach us to fall on our face and start over in our worship of God. See, what happened is, and before 2020, there may have been a time when I was kind of relying on my stuff, and I actually was on the throne worshiping myself. But what God did, he said, look, one of the things, anybody ever played the game Mercy? You ever played Mercy? And when you play Mercy with somebody and you start twisting their hands, and what happens? They try to drop to their knees, say Mercy. That's what 2020 was like. God said, look, y'all thought you were stronger than you are. So well, look, I'm going to have to twist you. I'm going to have to bring some pain and bring you to your knees, because down at your feet, down at my feet is the most high place. I want you to start over and worship. And one way that God had to do that, sometimes he got to knock you on your face if you don't fall on your own. I think 2020 was a knockdown. He got a way to get us in that position. What is the position of worship? We said it last week. It is to prostrate oneself, to fall down before. And sometimes if we don't fall down voluntarily, God may have to bend my knees. I believe the challenges of 2020, COVID-19 has bent our knees. COVID-19 has bent our knees. Our socio-political climate has bent our knees and said, God, we need to lean on you. It's calling the church to fall down before God. He wants to give you a new start in the way you worship him. And when we do that, he's giving you a new start in your walk, a new start in your witness, and a new start in your worship. But the question is, who's going to get started? Today is the first day of the new year, the first Sunday of the new year. But I'm here to tell you, procrastination is a killer. Procrastination is a killer. We're always ready to start tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. How many of y'all ever said, look, I'm getting ready to start. I'm going to start my new exercise program at the first of the year. Some of you said, you were waiting. You knew you needed to lose weight in December, but you said, I'm going to wait till the first of the year. Procrastination. And then we said, well, you know what? I'm going to start when I have more. I'm going to start saving money when I get a different job. Or I'm going to start doing better. I'm going to start being loving my wife more next year. I'm going to start doing whatever it is. I'm going to start being better with my finances. I just need to get some things in order first. There's some of you say, I'm going to commit my life to God. I want to commit my life to Christ, but I want to get some things in order first. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off tomorrow what can be done today. I'm here to tell you, God wants to give you a start. He wants to start you over. He wants to give you a new start in your walk. He wants to give you a new start in your witness. He wants to give you a new start in your worship. But I want you to say this to, look, wherever you are watching me today, look at the people around you and let's say, let's start today. Let's start today. I want to come with this. S-T-A-R-T, start. God wants to give you a fresh start. But what do you do? How do I get started in my new walk? Pastor, how do I get started with this new witness? How do I get started in this new worship that God wants me to walk in? What are some things that I need to do? Number one, S, you need to stop making excuses. You got to stop making excuses. You can always find a reason why not to. The Bible in Proverbs 28:13 says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. Look, you cannot make excuses. All you got to own up to where you dropped the ball. 2020, it is what it is. We can look at say, look, I didn't do this. I didn't do what I was supposed to do last year because 2020 was so hard. Yes, 2020 was so hard, but we serve a great God. And I'm not going to make any excuses for me not doing what God called me to do, for not revolutionizing my walk, for not starting with that walk with God like he wanted me to. Today, number one, if you want to start today, don't make any excuses. You got to own up and say, listen, I'm going to start today. No excuses. That's number one, S, stop making excuses. But T, what you got to do is you got to take inventory. What do I mean? You got to look at yourself and take some assessment. You got to analyze yourself. What are these areas that I need to fix? Today is a great day if you haven't already done it. Let's take inventory of 2020. Let's have a year in review. Have you done a year in review of some things, mistakes that you made last year? Or even taking a year in review of some triumphs, some good things that happened last year. What God wants you to do, you'll never change if you cannot. If you can't learn from the past mistakes, you can never change. You can't stay stuck in your past. Don't let your past get you stuck. But what you do, you look to your past so you can know how to walk in the changes you need to make in your present, which will begin to shape your future. Today, what God is calling you is to take some inventory. And as you take inventory, you're going to see there were some hard times in the year that just passed. But God was doing something in them. What does he say? Romans 8:28 says, we know all things work together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. As I take inventory, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God is doing it. He's working a plan. He said, I got plans for you. Isn't that good to know? That God said, I got plans for you, and this is what you can bank on. The plans that I have for you are for good and not for evil. So the first thing you got to do, S, stop making excuses. Look at the mirror. Say, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. That's what the king said. That's what Michael Jackson said. Start with the man in the mirror. That's what God wants you to do. Look in the mirror and say, I'm going to make the changes, and I'm going to take some inventory. I've acknowledged I need to stop making excuses, and now let me take some inventory of my life. Who are some people in your life, as you take an inventory, some people that were in your life in 2020 that God wants you to take out in 2021? Some habits of 2020 and the years past that God said, look, I'm causing you to change in 2021. Some good things that you did in 2020 that God may want you to tweak in 2021 in order for you to go into the next level. God was trying to take you to a next level, but you got to take inventory. Next thing you let, next letter and start is A. Next letter and start is A. What does God want you to do? Now as you take inventory, as you stop making excuses and you look in the mirror, you begin to take inventory of your life and see the things that need to be done. What God wants to do, the next letter in A is what you got to do, A, act in faith. As you take inventory of your life, do you know God is going to call you into some things in 2021 that you don't feel like you're prepared for? See, God is always going to take you. He's trying to take you to another level. Because again, he wants you to have a new start in your witness. Remember, it's all his name is at stake. And as he's taking you to another level, he's going to take you to places where you just don't feel prepared for. But God wants you to walk in faith. I don't know if you all ever remember. If you have kids, you've seen this. This has happened to you. And if you know, all of us, is when we were children, one of the things that I always remember is, you know, you jumping up and down, jumping on the bed, or you jumping off of the bed and waiting for your dad to catch you, waiting for your parents to catch you. My kids used to do all the time. They fall, and daddy's going to catch them. And you know why they are able to do that? Because they have faith that daddy's always going to be there. You know, my son, when he was small, he would jump and want me to catch, daddy, catch me, and know that I'm going to catch. And without, they don't even think about it. They run and they jump because daddy's going to catch them. And they laugh and they get a kick out of it and they run. And they come back and run and jump and daddy's going to catch them. But listen, they don't even think about the possibility of what if daddy just backs away and I bump my head. You know why? Because they trust the Father. And because they trust their father, they leap without a net. They don't know what's happening. They don't even think about what's going to happen after that. They just leap because they know daddy's going to catch them. And I'm here to tell you, God is calling you to walk in faith. When you trust the Father, he'll allow you to leap in places that normally you would be afraid of. But the reason why you can leap and he'll take you to places and the heights you'll never reach because you know the Father's got you. The Bible says it right here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2021, boy, we're going to have to walk by faith. 2020 taught us to walk by faith, didn't it, y'all? Because we couldn't see, man, I couldn't see when I'm going to be able to come outside again. I couldn't see when I'm going to be able to not wear a mask again. You know, some of us could say, when are we going to be able to see our families again? God, when is this going to be over? God is telling, look, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about what you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because why? I'm trusting him and not in myself. So this year, in order for you to go make all, for him to make all things new in your life, it's going to start with you to stop and making the excuses. Stopping the excuses. It's going to start with you taking inventory. It's also going to start with you acting in faith. See, stop looking first for the answer before. A friend of mine always said, faith says doesn't say wait and see. It says go and see. God, have you called me to it? A lot of times, I don't know about y'all, but I like to see God. I like to see it all add up before I make a move. And it's not about it whether it all adds up before I make a move or before I make that decision or before what God called me to do. It's not whether it all adds up. It's about God saying, did I tell you to go do it? Did I tell you to go do it? You know, I say it all the time. When I partially stepped away from seeing patients, it wasn't because I had all the ducks in a row. It's because he told me to go do it. And then what you watch is you go and do it, God will provide for you. Are there going to be some scary times in it? Yep, there's going to be some scary times. But he is the one. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear any evil. Why? Because he's with me. Because he called me faithful. Faithful is he, the one who called me, who also will do it. If he called me, he's going to do it. If he called you to it, he's going to carry you through it. Yep. Start. Stop making excuses. Take some inventory. Act in faith. And you know what you got to do? If you're going to act in faith, you got to first refocus your thoughts. Refocus your thoughts. See, it's hard to act in faith if I got my mind focused on the wrong thing. See, if my mind is focused in negativity or I can't do this, then it's going to be hard to step out on faith. But in order for you to step out on faith, you got to have the right focus. So what today God is calling you to do, to start today, refocus your thoughts. What does the Bible say about refocusing our thoughts? There's so much in the Bible about our mindset. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So if I'm going to act in faith, that means I got to refocus my thinking. And what do I need to refocus my thinking in? I need to refocus my thinking on God's word. As I begin to focus on his word, listen, he said, listen, don't be conformed to the world, but be what? Transformed. The change that God wants to make in my life, the newness God wants to bring in my life, the transformation comes with renewing your mind. What does that mean? Refocus your thinking. What are you thinking on? What were you thinking on in 2021? Man, I tell you, 2021, with all that went on from COVID-19 to the crazy presidential election to the racial tension and climate in our country, can I admit, y'all, that sometimes I was focused on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, some of us, I mean, all we were on social media, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We looking at all of the what feeds got this. What news channel has got this outlet? And when you get on that, when you start focusing on that, like, oh my goodness, you can get a doom and gloom mindset. Man, things are all bad. What is going to happen? You forget about thinking, my God is the one in control. So God is calling us today, look, refocus your thoughts. And where does he want you to focus your thoughts? Number one, focus your thoughts on his word. Focus your thoughts on his word. How much time do you spend in the word of God? 2021 is a year for us, look, to renew your mind, begin to digest the word. I encourage you, I challenge you to join me. Join me in this year as we read through the scripture. Look, you don't have to read it in 1 year. Take 2 years. Read through the Bible this year and watch God begin to transform your thinking. And when you transform your thinking, guess what? It builds your faith so that you can begin to act on that faith. And as you act on that faith, well, God, next thing you do, he wants you to refocus your thoughts. As you're able to act on that faith, because of the last letter. I said, first, let's recap, start. God wants you to start today. What does he want to do? I said earlier, God wants to make all things new. He wants you to give you a new start in your walk. He wants to give you a new start in your witness. He wants to give you a new start in your worship of him. And God wants to start it today. How do you start today? Stop making excuses. Yep. Look in the mirror. Stop making excuses. Take some inventory. Look back over my life. What are some things that need to change? What are some people I need to get rid of? Some relationships that need to be modified or done away with? Yep, that's what he's calling me to do. Now he also wants me to act in faith. Step out in faith. Don't walk by sight. Act in faith. But in order for me to act in faith, I got to refocus my thoughts. I got to get my mind off of the television. I got to get my mind off of social media. There's some of us, man, if we would put a clock on how much time we're scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, I bet you it would surprise you. But do you know, I thought about this week. Lord, if I read your word as much as I look through my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed, man, how much more tight would I be? How much more effective would I be in my walk with you? Ask ourselves that question. Refocus your thoughts. Refocus them on his word. And then the final letter in T, final letter and start is T. Trust God completely. Trust God completely. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in their war chariots, others trust in their horses, but we trust in the power of the Lord our God. Trust God. As we walk into 2021, y'all, as you sat down with your family to make inventory, look, don't lean, trust, I said it last week, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge his will in all you do. He'll give your path direction. Listen, let him order your steps. Let him establish, he said, commit your ways to the Lord and let him establish your thoughts. That's what God is calling you to do. Trust God, what? Completely, not partially. You got to lean all the way on. Y'all ever played that trust fall game? I talked about the kid about the children, but some of the adults, we've played trust fall. You fall back, boom. You got to go all the way back, boom. I'm not going to do it here because there's nobody to fall back on. But when you play the trust fall game, I've seen people do it and they kind of put that one foot back. Mm-mm. God said, I want you to lay it all back. Just fall asleep. Just go limp and let me catch you. God said, I want you to lean on me. And you'll do that. You know what? It makes it easier. It's hard in this world in which we live. It's hard to trust, especially when we see all that we see. But we don't walk by sight. We walk by what? Faith? And look, it helps us to do that when we refocus our thoughts on his word. 2021. Look, 2020 is done. But God's making things new in 2021. What does he want to do? He wants to give you a new walk. He wants you to have a new start in your walk with him. What does he want to do? He wants to give you a new start in your witness for him. And also, he wants to give you a new start in your worship of him. And in order for you to do that, you got to start today. And starting today means, one, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for why I haven't been living the way I've been living, the way I'm supposed to. God said, nope, mm-mm. Time to put that away. Say, just own up and say, God, I'm not making excuses. I'm putting all the excuses aside, and I'm coming to acknowledge and say, yep, I'm repenting. Today, it all starts. That new start starts with repentance. And then what God wants you to do is take some inventory of your life. You know, a lot of times we're just going from one year to the next, not even learning from our mistakes. If we don't learn from our history, we don't learn from our mistakes, we are doomed to repeat it. We are doomed to do it again. God said, take some inventory of your life. Begin to do some self-assessment. One of my mentors says, one of the greatest, most problems with most people is the inability to self-assess. Take an inventory. And once you take an inventory, God shows you what you need to do and need you to change. He wants you to A, act in faith. You got to. We don't walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. But in order for you to act in faith, it's important for you to refocus your thoughts. And as you refocus your thoughts and you think, put your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. That's what God has shown me as I've read through the Bible and we end in Revelation, that I need to have a heavenly mindset because this did not come. We didn't come to stay, y'all. And then finally, trust God completely. And watch him do some new things in your life. Does that mean that the situations in your life will all get better? Does that mean that COVID-19 is going to go away? Nope. Does that mean that the racial injustice will stop? Nope. But you know what's going to change? He's going to change us. He'll bring about that change in you. I told you earlier, sometimes life is not about what happens to you. It's more about how you respond to it. What he wants to do, he wants to make transform us. And as he transforms us and our walk, then our witness for him is increased. And he's glorified and people are drawn to him. His kingdom is enlarged. And we worship him more and greater. God will make this a good year. He can do some things. Look, he'll give you beauty for ashes. In the midst of the drama, God will show himself strong to you. And I believe that's what he wants to do. He's making all things new for you in 2021. And making all things new doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy in 2021. But what he's going to do, he's going to change your perspective, your view. He's going to change your mindset, how you approach it. And boy, and when you do that, it's going to impact not just you, but everybody else around you. Amen? I'm here to tell you, look, 2020 was a rough year, but God's given us another opportunity. The fact that you're listening to me today is a testament to his grace and his mercy and his love and he's given his patience. And he wants to start with a new walk. He wants you to start with a new walk. And in order for you to start with a new walk, there's some of us who has to start by having a relationship. I told you, you got to move from unbelief to faith. A new walk with God starts with a personal relationship with God. And the only way you can have that personal relationship with God is to have all your sins forgiven. And if you've never asked him to forgive you of all of your sins, if you've never accepted his gift of salvation through his son, Jesus Christ, today, that new walk can't start. And right now, you're at odds with God. What greater thing could be done on the first Sunday of 2021 than for you to start a relationship with God? For you to start a walk with God? There's no greater decision that could be made than for today. You start on January 3rd, the first Sunday of the new year, that you say, God, I'm moving. I'm transitioning from living for myself to living for you. I want to give my life to you. I want to accept your son, Jesus Christ, as Lord of my life. If you've never made that decision today, I want to show you how simple it is for you to have a personal relationship with God, for you to have the assurance to know that you will spend eternity with him forever, that he has gone to prepare a place for you. But not only that, to have the assurance to know that he'll be there to guide you all through this life. He said, I came to give you life and have it more abundantly. In order for you to have that, number one, you have to admit to God that you are not perfect. You have to admit to God that you have sinned, that you're a sinner, which means you've fallen short of his glory. All of us have. He said, all have sinned, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3. We're all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not just you, me, all of us. We're all in the same fix. So what you got to do to God is admit to him that. The Bible says in Romans 10 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You got to admit to God that, listen, I admit that, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, but B, you must believe that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you. You must believe that he was buried and he rose again. And C, you must make the conscious decision to choose him, to make him Lord of your life. Invite him, ask him to be Lord of your life and forgive you of all your sins and make you who he wants you to be. If you've never done that, if you're not certain where you stand in your relationship with God, why don't you take this first Sunday of the new year to say, God, I want to have a fresh start in my walk with you, and it's going to move from unbelief to faith. I'm going to move from living for myself to living for you. I want to give my life to you for the very first time. If you'd like to do that, I want you to just pray this simple prayer to God right after me. Just say, Dear God, thank you for loving me, and I admit that I am a sinner separated from you. I believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross just for me. I believe that he was buried and that he rose again. Today I make the choice to invite him into my life to be my substitute, to forgive me of all of my sins and make me who you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, if you prayed that after me and you really, really meant that, I want to congratulate you. What you just did was invite Christ into your life. And he said, now, listen, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. His presence will come and dwell you. And he said, I give you eternal life and you'll never perish. And now you can start a walk with him. Begin to, what he wants you to do is grow closer to him. And in order for you to do that, we want to give you some tools that will help you. So if you would go right to our website, encounterchurch.net/next, N-E-X-T. Just indicate, I accepted Christ today. I accepted Jesus Lord. Or you can send us a text message. You can text the word next, N-E-X-T, to 301-804-2520. 301-804-2520. And in the message, just type N-E-X-T, send, and we're going to send you some information to help you grow in a walk with God. Have someone contact you, help keep you accountable, and congratulate you on this new relationship. Man, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. For everyone else, listen, if you've accepted Christ and you said, Pastor Dwayne, I need a new start. I need to start over. 2020 was rough, and God, listen, and not just for COVID, not just for all that went on in our world, in my personal life, it was a rough time. I need a new start in my walk. I want a new start in my witness. I want a new start in my worship, and I'm not going to make excuses. I'm ready to start today. You want to recommit your life to walking with God. If that's you, can I pray with all of you who are watching me who said, I've accepted Christ as Lord of my life, as Lord of my life at some point, but I want to recommit my life to him. Listen, I want to just pray this prayer of commitment right where you are. Say, dear God, thank you for your love and your patience. And today I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me, God, for not walking with you like I should. And today I recommit myself to you. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Come, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the power to walk and obey you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Again, congratulations. Look, if you made that prayer to recommit, you need to be accountable to somebody. You need to touch and agree with somebody that can help you walk. This thing is not easy, y'all. You need somebody to help you with this. It's so good. It's so good to have people to lock arms with. I praise God for friends that can lock arms, that can call me, help keep me accountable as I try to walk with God. If you need somebody like that, let us know. Go to our website, encounterchurch.net/next. And say, look, I recommitted my life to Christ, and we want to put you in connection with a community of people that can help keep you accountable, help encourage you as we start over together in 2021. Look, thank you. Thank you for watching us today. Happy New Year, everybody. God, look, he's making all things new. I'm so excited about what he's going to do. Look, 2020 is done. God's making all things new in 2021. Encourage somebody this week. I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. God bless.